Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise for who you are. We give you praise for what you have made us to be. We give you praise for the inheritances we have in Christ Jesus. We give you praise for our eyes of understanding is consistently enlightened. And we give you praise for your love. More than anything, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary for us. We thank you. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough. And so, Father, we're grateful. Could you lift up your hands and say, Father, I'm grateful. Oh, I'm grateful for your love. For your love. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. All right, help me welcome someone to church this evening. Welcome someone to church. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, the series in which I've been talking about cannot end. All right? You know, when you feel like you're about to end, you know, there are more revelations coming to you as a result of study and as a result of your heart being opened and hungry for the things of the Spirit. And that's what's happening to me right now. But after tonight, we would have to keep learning it somehow. We would have to learn it. All right? We'll just keep learning, keep exposing our hearts and all of that. That's what's going to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go back to how and where we started from. 2 Corinthians 5. All right, I said that because, I mean, there's a lot in the new creation that each time you open your Bibles, there'll be something new that will jump out, you know, to you. And that's beautiful. It's the best thing that can happen to any new creation that has given himself or herself to the Word of God. That you open God's Word and the Word of God jumps out to you. That you get more revelations as it speaks to you. Not because you are looking for revelation, if you understand what I'm talking about. It's not that you're looking for it. It's because you are giving time and attention to the word. So new things will keep coming. The words that you might have explained in a sentence, the next time you open, you know, and you just want to read, you just find out that it becomes a paragraph. Amen. Yeah, that's how the word of God is. The more hungry we are, the more he keeps supplying to us. The more hungry, the more the supply. So the truth is that, I don't know. We just need to keep hearing the word. You just keep hearing and trying to know. And more importantly, practicing. Yeah. Because the believer must always be a doer. You can't become a hearer alone. And we have a lot of hearers in the body of Christ. But the truth is that we can't hear and have victory. No, it doesn't work like that. You hear and you act. You hear and you act. You hear and you act. Each time you hear God's word, there must be an acting upon it. Otherwise, the seed that has been sown will be stolen. All right? by the enemy, especially at the point whereby that seed has not developed enough roots in itself. You know, you get to hear the word, and somehow, you know, you don't do anything about it. It slips away. And that's why scriptures keeps telling us not to forget. Not to forget. Not to forget. Because there are tendencies for the human mind to forget. There are tendencies for you and I to forget. You know, and that's the reason why the reminder is consistent. When the word is about to be given, there's something that comes as an instruction. Just so that human being, or better still, that new creation, that believer, would get serious with what he's about to learn. And that's the reason why you and I must not come into a place like this or any other place where you find yourself where the word is being preached, and then you don't take note of what is being said. A lot of times, the believers waste his time by coming into a place like this. He hears the word but doesn't do anything about it. You just wasted your time. Yeah, because yes, the seed has been sown, but you didn't do anything with it. You didn't do anything with it. And every time we don't do anything with God's word, we are not allowing the expression of the Spirit. You must allow who you are to function. Amen. Yeah, and who you are is conducted from the scriptures. That's where you come from. So that's what would sustain you. That's what will keep you going. The word of God keeps us going. Every other thing that looks like it cannot work. They look like it. Why? Because they sound psychology. They sound positive. As long as it doesn't have an anchor in God's word, it cannot sustain you. It can't sustain us. So a lot of times we look at things like that and then we just tell ourselves, at least I'm trying. No, the word didn't call you and I to come and try. No. That's not what the word called us to do. The word called you and I to come and become a victorious person. So we are not trying to be victorious. We are victorious. Amen. We are not trying. We are not trying. You are not trying. You shouldn't try. So living God's life, or living the life of God, or allowing the scriptures to doctor you and my own life, would help us live a victorious life. That's the only way it can come. Every other way, listen to what I'm saying now. Every other way, yes, might give you victory, but it will be temporary. There is no victory like the victory of God. There is no victory like the victory from the word of God. Why? Because each time it seems as if you forgot, or you don't know how that victory came, and then you now remember the word of God that gave you the victory, you can always go back. Meaning you can reproduce your victory every time you want it. Amen. You can always reproduce it. You can always reproduce it. But anything that happens to you by chance and you're giving glory to God, it's a good thing, but you don't know how. You don't know how. Why? Because you didn't stay with the word. Every time you stay with the word of God, you would know how. You would know how. You would know. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a how to God's word. There's how it works. The same way there's a law when it comes to electricity, you know, you don't touch electricity with a wet hand, with all of those things. But there are some experts. There are some people that have mastered electricity, that they can stand maybe on a wet ground without any conduct and all of that, and yet they can still maneuver their way with electricity and they won't get shocked. But maybe someone like me cannot. Why? Because before I know it, I will be shocked. I have not mastered. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I don't have experience. I don't have learning. The only thing I have is caution. But there's someone that has both caution and experience. So what I would have done and not get away with it, he would do it and then get away with it. He'll get away with it. Hallelujah. So the same way we talk about natural things that have rules, that have laws and all that, the word of God also has. It has. If you use it the way it should be used, you will get the results the way you should get it. You will get the result that you need. You will get it. So it's not I hear the word I play. I hear the word I do. It's a doing thing. In the Old Testament, we were encouraged to obey the word of God. In the New Testament, in James, the Bible makes us understand that we must be the hearer and the doer of God's word. So it's a different ball game when it comes to the New Testament. They needed to obey. And that's why the commandment and every other law was given. Because they must obey. There was no doing. But in the New Testament, we are supposed to show glory to God. That's where you and I stand as believers. We show. We show the expression of God. We show the righteousness of God. We show the redemption that we have. We show. So you and I have a life of show. Amen. We show. We show Christ through our deeds and our lives. We show by becoming an example to the world that we are in. We show. Hallelujah. That's the life you and I have now. That's the same life that we are. So the conduct in the Old Testament is not the same conduct in the New Testament. It's not. But those things help us. You can't say that you don't want to read the New Old Testament again. You still have to read it. So the Bible is not complete without the Old Testament. Amen. No. So the New Testament has sense. It has sense. It's intelligent. So let's go back. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. There's so much, you know, that we will have to keep learning. But you need to keep opening your heart. You need to keep opening your heart because that's where the learning comes from. The more you open your heart to the things of the Spirit, the more learnings, the more trainings you give to yourself. All right? I was talking in Lagos and I told them something. I said, whatever habit that you take the most in your life, it's a training. It's a training for you. Whatever you do that has become an habit to you has become a training. We're going to get there. But I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that. So maybe you're here and as you're being taught in this house, those things do not matter so much to you. You're giving yourself a training. And the training is simple. You really don't understand what the word of God is all about. Yeah. You don't understand it. And I could say that a lot of the believers do not understand God's word, and that's the reason why we act the way we act. A lot of believers do not know who they are in Christ Jesus. That's why we act the way we act. If we know who we are and we know that the righteousness of God is what God has called us, but more importantly, is the righteousness of Christ that you and I have. So you can imagine you and I having the righteousness of Christ, but we live a life that is so natural. So everything about us, yes, is supposed to be according to God, but somehow we have reasons to live like the earth expects us to live. Why? Because we have situations, circumstances, we have real life situations facing us, but I need you to know that God's word is reality to you and I. The minute you know that God's word is not a storybook, that it's my reality, it's what I'm supposed to experience, then you know where to fight. Then you know how to fight. Then you know with whom to fight. Hallelujah. But once you don't know and you don't understand these things, they will just become beautiful, exciting revelation that comes into your spirit. And that's all. May I say something to you? The believer is not supposed to be excited by God's word alone. The excitement must produce. If it doesn't produce, you don't understand it. It's not just an excitement. Woo! Glory to God. It's more than the glory to God. It's now a life that you and I must live. You and I must live the life. That way we understand what we're talking about. That way we understand that this is what God expects, or this is how God made us, and this is the laws and the conduct in Christ that we must bring to manifestations through our individual lives. This is understanding. This is believing. The last time we had an Holy Ghost party, and then I had to start saying that I needed to drop something. And the fact that you say you believe the word, then you must be a doer. Can we just go there? Maybe I've been saying it too much. Let's go to James. I mean, these things are, maybe I should look at it in different translations. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say with me, I'm the new creation. You didn't say it well. I am the new creation. Hallelujah. James 1. All right. So let's look at NLT. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let me take it from... Okay, this is already moving me to character. Okay, let's go, let's go, let's just go. Verse 22, it says, but don't just listen to God's word. Don't just listen. Don't just listen to God's word. Don't do it. Don't just listen. Hallelujah. Don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. You must. The statement of must already tells you that it's not whether you like it or not. It is a must do. You must. What is must? What other word can we use? Compulsory. Good. Any other word? Mandatory. I love what you're saying. Mandatory, compulsory. Any other word from this side? Any other word? You want to help me? You're smiling. Any other word? I mean, this is real. That you don't just listen. You and I listen. And a lot of times we get excited. That's what I was talking about. But the excitement that does not produce righteousness is not what we're looking for. Yeah. The excitement must produce. It must produce the attributes of God. It must produce the expressions of God. It must produce the spirit that you are. It must produce the new creation that you called yourself. It must produce. Hallelujah. So it's not just I'm excited. Man, God's word today was... Now you have heard it. And it's not your first time. You're going to hear it again and again and again. Why? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So you will keep hearing God's word. You will keep coming to church. You will keep hearing God's word. Or maybe online for those online. And right here in front of me. You're in front of me. You know, you will keep hearing God's word. The reason for your hearing is so that you can produce. You must produce. You must produce. You must produce. How did they know that you are a believer? How did they know that the disciples were Christ's disciples? How did they know? Who gave them their name? The people. It wasn't Christ that gave disciples that, these are the disciples of Christ. Was it Christ? It wasn't Christ. They saw something. There was a fruit as a result of the training with Jesus. So you have a training with the word, and you have a good church to help you. You have words, you have messages, you have the online platform, you have Elohim website, you have so much of these things. If you don't get into the word can't get into you. You've got to get into it. Bible says abide by the word. You need to abide. How do you abide? It's not by getting excitement because somebody said, you to go and check it. Go and check it. Where is it written? Go and check it. And don't end up just checking it alone, but end up now practicing what you have checked. Or better still, what you have been corrected about. The word of God will come to you for correction, for reproof. It will come to you that way. And the word of God comes to us to improve our lives. That's why the word comes. That your life may be improved. Your life must never be on the same level day in, day out. You know why? Bible says the power of the just is a shining light. And it shines ever brighter. So that means God's word doesn't even expect you to be on the same level. Co-possible. It is not possible. That is the meaning of co-possible. You can't be on the same level year in, year out. So the question you and I will keep asking is that if my life is on one level, on one stage, or what is going on? That means the word that we're talking about, this same word, you don't understand it enough. Nothing remains permanent with the word. The situation of the world cannot remain permanent with the word of God. Being introduced to it, it's not possible. And that's why before we even start looking at every other thing around us, we must look at the fact that the person that we are talking about, who is he? Amen. Who are you? Who are you to tolerate these things? Who are you to allow these things? Who are you to make some things just happen around you? Who are you? Who are you to keep allowing negativity? Who are you? Who are you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so let's go back to 2 Corinthians. I hope I'm going to read it. 2 Corinthians 5. Let's just go there. Alright, let's go. I'm going to read it now. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new. He's new. Completely new. Amen. And then he says, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become totally new. Glory to God. All things have passed away. But look at it. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, is in Christ. He is in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, the reason why all things will be passed away is because first and foremost, he is in Christ. So he needs to remember that every time he's faced with situations of this world, first and foremost, I am in Christ. Amen. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. So the situation is not facing Bukola alone. It's facing I and Christ. Hey! Did you hear what I said? I said the situation I'm facing is not facing me alone. It's facing I and Christ. So the question is, what will Christ do? So the consciousness of you in Christ defeats anything that you and I would ever go through. The consciousness. Because I'm not alone anymore. I am in Christ. I am in Christ. I'm not just that mere man anymore. I am in Christ. My confidence is no longer in here. What will happen now? It has shifted from me. Hallelujah. It has shifted from me. It's no longer about me anymore. It's Christ who lives in me. Glory to God. It's no longer me anymore. So the situations cannot face me and face me completely with me getting defeated. Why? I am in Christ. I am in Christ. This is who I am. So the Bible says all things are passed away. The old things, like I said the other time, or that we have been learning, is the fact, is the old nature. It's the old nature in you and I. It's passed away. The new you and I is spiritual. The you and I is powerful. The new you and I is Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's who we are now. That's who we are now. That's the new you and I, spiritual. The new you and I, supernatural. The new you and I.
So a lot of times for the believer, he needs to get conscious. Hallelujah. You need to be conscious of who you are. You need to keep telling yourself, this is who I am now. I cannot fail. This is who I am now. I can't go down. This is who I am now. I'm victorious. This is who I am now. I'm a winner. This is who I am now. My prayers must be answered. This is who I am now. I'm not a doubter. I'm a believer. This is who I am now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you and I go through things, all right, because life happens, but we don't allow life do us. Amen. Yeah. Life tells you you can't have money. You tell yourself, Christ died that I may be rich. He died that I may be rich. That's why he died. Life tells you sickness is, there's a flu in town right now. Get ready to receive your shot. You say, no, my own has been taken. Himself took away my infirmities. That's who you are now. He took it. So flu can be everywhere. And now it can even come near me. Bible says 1,000 may fall at your side. 10,000, it will not come near you. This is who you are. This is who you are. This is who you are. You've been failing a particular course. Every time the course comes, you are always failing it. Tell yourself this time, I think I know who I am now. Amen. I'm not a failure. I refuse to fail. Whatever wisdom he brings to you, use it. Whatever wisdom he brings to you, use it. Go meet the lecturer, go, whatever it is, pray, talk, whatever he tells you to do, do it. I have found out in my life that every time the Lord wants to take me from where I am to where he wants me to be, a lot of times there are instructions. I have found out in my own life that there are always instructions. And a lot of times the instructions are not always conducive. They are not always conducive. There will not always be things that I would just wake up and say, I just want to do it. The fact that the Lord wakes you up every 5 a.m. and tells you, yeah, start praying. Some people will not be able to do it all. Yeah. Some people will not be able to do it. Just telling yourself, I'm not sure I want to wake up by 5 a.m. tomorrow. My day has been very busy. And at that 5 a.m., he wakes you up. You get up, you go and wee-wee. Abby, wee-wee. You go wee. And then you come back to your room and you lie down. You say, just 5 minutes. And your 5 minutes becomes 2 hours. Amen. There are instructions. They might be little. Yeah. They might be little. But the more you stay with those little instructions, the better your life. They might be little. Check your life. Check. There's always something the Lord is demanding of you and I. The question is, are we ready to give it? Are we ready to give it? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you ready to give it? So if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, if anyone is in Christ, he is spiritual. Hallelujah. 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 He's a spiritual being. If he's in Christ. Why? Because his spirit man is aligned to the Spirit of God. And God speaks to his spirit. Bible says his spirit is joint. Hallelujah. Joint. 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 So he's having fellowship with the Father. And with the fellowship he has with the Father, he's able to dictate to the soul and to the body what they should do. Not the other way around. So you become spiritual that way. Why? Because your spirit and God's own spirit are in harmony, are in union. So your spirit can hear what God is saying. Not your soul, not your body. You're a spiritual being. But the way I'm saying it right now, it looks like, Emrex, I understand what you're saying. I've heard this thing before, but how do I know that God is talking to me? Better still, is this really true about me? It is true. Uzziah, it is true. I must tell you the truth. It is true about you. But there's a reason why you don't feel that way. There is a reason why I also, before I came to this point in my life, it almost looked like everything that was being preached to me was high above my head. But it's true, hallelujah. It's true. It's true. The reason why we feel the way we feel a lot of times is because we lack knowledge. I told them in the Lagos church, and I think Pastor Elias will have said this here also. The fact that the reason why the church will consistently suffer is because he lacks knowledge. Every time the church lacks the knowledge of God, there would always be a suffering. There will always be a suffering. Every time the church lacks God's knowledge. Because this God's knowledge that we're talking about, he's all of him. All of him. But you and I must begin to do what? We need to find it out. It's available. But you must find these things out. Hallelujah. Hosea 4, verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, and also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Now, but this is what is important to you and I. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Every time there is lack of knowledge, there is a suffering that brings this destruction. There is. So you and I must want to know, okay, what is in this word? How do I need to sit with it? It's easy. I've said it again and I'm going to say it again. James already helps us. James chapter 1 verse 22. He helps us already there. But the point here is that you and I must recognize. You must recognize that there is a manual for your life. There is a manual for my life. I can't do anything without the manual. I shouldn't do anything without the manual. The manual is my conduct, my direction in that sense. My code of conduct, right? My handbook. That's the manual for you and I. There is nothing that should happen to the believer that you should not be able to trace it from the scriptures. You should be able to say, what does the word of God say about this? Because whatever is happening to you and I is not going to be new under heaven. Nothing will be new under heaven. There's always a word you and I can stand on. Always a word. There would always be something you can find that you can trace that can help you get an anchor from God's word. There would always be something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time that I'm sure you didn't know times table, Abby. You didn't know one times two. Abby, there was a time you didn't know it. Then after a while, you got to know one times. And then you left one times and then they moved it to four. And then it looks like, four times one, four times two, four times three. But you were trying. That's what I'm trying to say. You were learning. You were learning. Child of God, that's the same way it is with the spirits. That's the same way. You keep learning the ways of the spirit gradually, every day. He tells you this, you do it. He tells you that, you do it. You mess up here, you correct yourself, you get up again, you keep moving. You keep learning the ways of the spirit. You keep knowing how to function. It's an everyday practice. We get better with practice. And that's why I say excitement does not help. The practice is what makes us come over. We come over situations and come over things in our lives. Why? Because we have mastered something. You master the way. You master the word. You master how to use it. Because you have mastered it, you can always reproduce it. If you release your faith for something, you know how you started. You know how it came. You can take somebody on the same journey. You become a teacher of the same God's word that you are learning. Why? Because you went step by step. Step by step. In the things of the Spirit. It doesn't just come upon us. We learn the ways. A child that is born today begins to grow. After a while, the mother says, do it like this, do it like this. The father says, no, go that way, come like this. There is training going on. If we can have training for natural things, why can't we have training for spiritual things? Why can't we? Why can't we? So a lot of times we say, okay, I don't feel like. No, you have to feel like. You have to feel like. Have you noticed that the Spirit of God is not emotional? It's not emotional. And he's not begging for men to come into Christ Jesus. Have you noticed? There's no begging. The doors are open. It's like the doors of the church. Anyone can enter. A prostitute can enter here. Glory to God. A murderer can enter here. Glory to God. A cultist can enter here. Glory to God. An ambulist can enter here. Glory to God. The doors of the church is open. That's the way it is. Free will to walk into righteousness. Free will to walk into salvation. Free will. It's your free will to allow the conduct of the Holy Ghost in your life. It's a free will. Nothing is by force. So should we now be foolish? Should we now be foolish and not give attention to what will better our destinies? Should we? Really? Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Okay, so let me just take us through something now. Oh, my time is actually up, but let's just quickly go through something. I want you to see it. Hallelujah. I want you to see this. Okay, let's go to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 3. Look at, let me take it from verse 16. It says, nevertheless, 2 Corinthians 3, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. All right? 17, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, yes, there is liberty. All right? Now, verse 18 now says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord has been transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. I like verse 18 again. It says, but we all of us, all right, all of us, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. Each time you look at the mirror, there is the glory of the Lord. But who is looking at the mirror? It's you and I looking at the mirror. So what are we really looking at? We're looking at the mirror. Yes, the word of God. So each time we look at it, we're doing what? We're being transformed. Bible says, the glory of the Lord. So you are the glory of the Lord. And it says, I'm being transformed into the same image. So there's a consistency here. There's a continuity here. It says, being. It didn't say be. Being. It's, you continue. You're being transformed. So each time you look at the word, You're being transformed. Each time you look at the scripture, you're being transformed. Each time you allow the scripture minister to you, you're being transformed. Each time you believe, like we were saying last week, you believe what the scripture says about you, you're being transformed. Every time. So your transformation must do what? I said something. I said your transformation must result into an action. It must result into something. You can't be transformed and keep quiet. You can't be transformed and be the same man. No. Something would happen to you. Glory to God. Something will happen to you. People will know that something, that's, you're a different man. They will know. They will know. The way you think, the way you see, everything will be different. Because you are being transformed. The word that you hear is not just grammar. It has become a revelation in your spirit. You might not understand every word right now. Listen, child of God. I too didn't understand all of these things when we started. It wasn't 100% clear. But the more I kept on sitting under the people that would teach the word, and then I sat under other ministers of the gospel, hearing the same word, going for meetings and wanting more, getting hungry. You cannot be a believer and not be hungry. You've got to be hungry. Because there is always more. Hallelujah. There's more. There's more. There's more. From what was said, there is more. If somebody else takes the scripture or whatever it is I'm talking about right now, the person will pop in more energy. Alright? More revelation comes as a result of study. So it's precept upon precept. You and I will keep going further in the things of the spirit if we allow. If you allow, you are the one that will allow. You are the one that will tell yourself, this is what the word says. I'm staying with what the word of God says. Even if I have not seen it in my life as a manifestation, I'm staying with it. People like Bishop Oyedepo and some of them actually had to preach the gospel of prosperity when they were really, really broke. Don't you think people will be looking at them and say, bros, stop preaching this thing. It's not working. It's not working. You're just wasting time. It's not working. But when you have a revelation in your spirit, when you know that it's a matter of time, that you have seen it, you have seen it. That's the reason why you continue. You have seen that this is what the word of God say. You have seen the end result from where you're standing. You're telling yourself that this word of God cannot fail. Your old mindset has been changed. You have been transformed. The truth is now the truth to you. It's not just truth because people say it's the truth. But no, you now have a personal experience of the fact that this is what the word says and I know it's the truth. So people might not know it's true because in my life it's not really seen looking like it, but I have seen it. Because you have seen it, you will stay with it. You will stay with it. It becomes your truth. It becomes your truth. It doesn't matter what anybody is saying. This is your truth. You saw it from the scriptures. But your life doesn't look like it. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. Because I've got a revelation. I've got a revelation of God's word that it works. Anytime. Anytime. It will work. It will work. It will work. What do? I keep putting pressure on God's word. I keep putting pressure on God's word. I keep putting pressure on God's word. I keep doing it. Except I don't believe the scriptures. Then I know that the believer cannot be victorious. Except I don't believe the scriptures. Then I know that my life will remain the way it is. Except I don't believe the scriptures. But because I do. Because I do. Because I do. Because I do. Because I do believe the word. I know that it's a matter of time. 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 So I'm not where people will tell me, we have our testimony is the other way. I'm not listening. Sometimes you need to block your ears, block your eyes, block your nose. Block your nose so I can still be breathing. Block everything that will make you want to disbelieve what you already have a revelation for. Close the gates. Because these are gates. Your sense, all your senses, they are all gates. Gates to tell you what the world is saying. Gates to tell you how real the situations around you is. Gates. That's what they are. But if only you know. If only you know that what is expected of you is to stay. Stay with the word. Believe what the word is saying. Believe it beyond doubt. If you have failed again and again, tell yourself a righteous man would rise again. Except I don't have a testimony. A righteous man will rise again. Because he's not just by himself, he's a representative of God. A righteous man will rise again. He's not by himself, he's in Christ. He's inaccessible. He has been engraved on the palm of his master. So what now? What? Child of God, what is it? No suffering is permanent. There's no suffering that is permanent for the believer. Go possible. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. In fact, to us, they are temporary. At a point in our lives, we begin to see them as training. Amen. We go through and we come out. Amen. Say that. I go through and come out. Every time I go through, I always come out. I come out. I come out. I come out. I come out. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of it. I'm coming out. It doesn't matter what people have said. When I get there, my own situation will be different. It has to be different. It has to be. It has to be. It has to be. Ayakata. Heleko sokoto. Talk in other tongues. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. 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 Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, barakataya labosa nanderegedosa. Oh, so what do? We keep looking at the mirror. We keep looking at where our prosperity is. Hallelujah. We keep looking at where our healing is. Hallelujah. We keep looking to where our deliverances are. We keep looking at the mirror. We keep looking. We keep looking. And each time we look, we're changed. Amen. Each time we look, we are changed. Each time we look, something is different about us. Each time we look. Each time we look. Each time we look. Each time. Each time, maleketo la bosa. And that's the reason why you and I can say from 2 Corinthians 2. Then we can say in verse 14, now thanks be to God who always leads us into triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. Through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. Why? It's that knowledge that gives us the victory. It is that knowledge that gives us the victory. It is that knowledge. It is that knowledge. The one that you are looking at. Amen. The world that you are looking at, the situation that you are no longer giving attention to, but now you have changed your gaze. Amen. You've changed your gaze. You no longer are looking at what seems to be a discouragement. You no longer are looking at what seems to remind you of your past. No, now you're looking. You're looking at what he's saying. Hallelujah. You're waiting to hear what the new instruction is all about. You're waiting. And telling yourself that no, I changed levels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I changed levels. I advance. I advance. I make progress. Ekiya la kotola bataya. Le brunandezo branda la bosha. Ekiya la kisa taya la bosha. Mande la bosha kiya la gadosa. Libare du samanta la brataya. Hey, we're changing. That we are in Christ. I'd like you to know that you are holy. And it's not about what you did to be holy. I'd like to ask you a question. What did the mountain do to be holy? Hallelujah. What did he do? He just proclaimed it. He said, this place is holy. That's what he said. So you are holy. And you are holy. Why? Because you are the temple of the Most High God. God dwells on your inside. God dwells in you. God dwells in you. You are holy. You are a representative of Christ. You are righteous. That's who you are. That's who you are. You are, you are, you are, you are what God has said you are. That's who you are, child of God. It doesn't matter what you and I see today. Everything is subject to change. It is subject to change. It is subject to change. Why? Because you can make the changes. You have got a new perspective. You have a revelation. You change the situation. Hallelujah. You, hallelujah. This is the power that is in the new creation. This is the power that is in the new creation. We can change anything. We are changed. We can change any situation, any circumstances is changeable by us. Changeable. Changeable. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. It's changeable. It's changeable. Whatever it is changeable. Oh, you are God's representative here on earth. You are a believer, so you believe. Hallelujah. You believe that you have good health, you have sound mind, you believe that all things are working together for your good, you believe, you're conscious of who you are in Christ Jesus. You are, hallelujah. Oh, the believer is a word practitioner. He lives by the word. He lives by the word. He lives by the word. The word of God dwells within him. It's in him to will and to do. Hallelujah. Oh, the new creation talks like his father. It speaks exactly what the word of God is saying. That's God's word. He says it just the way it is. And he has all that he says. Hallelujah. He has all that he says according to Mark 11. He has all that he says. Not one word is dropped. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. 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 I want us to look at one more scriptures before I leave here. Ela masata ya la bosha. Akiyabasata ya la basha. Oh manena nashika. Oh kiyada gadosa. Colossians 3 verse 17, and it says, and whatsoever you do in the word, hallelujah. It says, whatsoever you do in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Meaning that you must have faith. You must have faith for every one word. You must have faith for it. So that means that in as much as we talk about revelation, you must have your revelation. And that's how your faith can be developed. You have your revelation. You believe that word. You believe the word that you're speaking. You believe the scriptures that you have read. So you're not just saying it because you saw it. You're not just saying it because the pastor has said it. But no. That's not why. It says whatever you do in the word. So you are going to go and look for the word. Amen. And then you have faith for the word. And then you allow that word that you have faith for to begin to work on your inside. It must produce. Hallelujah. The word must produce. Because it has the capacity to produce without you. Amen. But each time you now place your own demand on it, it has a responsibility for you to produce. Hallelujah. 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 So the word produces for me. The word produces for me. Every time I use God's word, it produces for me because my faith is activated. Because my faith is used. Because my faith is working. The word produces for me. Glory to God. It produces for me. It produces for me. All things are possible to you because you believe. It is possible to the new creation. Possible to the new creation. possible to the new creation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Hebrews verse chapter 13. I'm going to read verse 5. And it says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, amen. He himself has said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. Now look at 6. 6 says, so we may boldly say, hallelujah. We may boldly say. The question is, what are you boldly saying? Amen. What are you boldly saying? But let me remind you. Let me say something now. I'm going to close on this. Whatever you boldly say, if you don't have depth in the private, it will not work. You must have depth. You must have depth. And that's the reason why it's not what anybody has said. It's what you have faith for. It's what you have revelation for. So for you to boldly say, you must have also privately said, amen. You must have privately said. You must have privately said. There are some things a lot of us say today. We didn't just say it because we wanted to come and bamboozle the crowd. We have been saying it before we came here. We have been saying it. We have been saying it. There is no sickness that come upon my body when I lay my hands. It's not just because I saw it in the scriptures alone, because I have practiced it. When I lay my hands, the sickness cannot stay. Whatever the situation I go through in my life, as unpleasant as it may be, it's always a matter of time. I come out. I have said these things in the secret. Saying it and declaring it in the open is my lifestyle. It's my lifestyle. It's my lifestyle. It's my lifestyle that I can never go down in life. That every day of my life, there is victory. Even when it looks as if I see defeat all around, I will still find a way of pulling out my victory. It's because I have said it in the private. When it looks as if everyone in my family got married late, I didn't know what it was. Anyway, I kept on saying the things I was saying in my private. And whatever it is didn't come upon me. I escaped. Amen. I escaped. When it looks as if I was in school and I wasn't doing well so much in my grades. But I know that there must be a way of escape for someone like me. There must be a way of escape. I said the word in the private. It produces in the physical. Child of God, it's not an excitement. It's a doing. You do the word. Let the word excite you to a doing. Let it not just excite you. Do the word. Do the word. It produces. Some of you might not have heard the story before, but there was a time I was pregnant in my life and I had a miscarriage and I didn't understand it. Why? Because nobody in my family told me that there's something called miscarriage. I always heard it and prayed for people. When it happened to me, I didn't believe it. And then I went to start looking for why this kind of thing can happen to someone like me. I went back home and they said it was okay. That in my father's family, listen to the story. In my father's family, before my father came, there were so many miscarriages before he was born. And that day I said to myself, this is the last of it. This is the last of it. It will never happen to me again. And by the time I was going to be pregnant the second time, I didn't have to pray. Kiyama sakataye lebosha. There was no reason to pray. I made up my mind that I am a child of God and no seed from this body can go dead. It comes alive because I give it life. And that's how Ray came into existence. Even when Ray was going to be born, there was threat over his own life. There was discharge of blood several times. But the word works. Listen, child of God. If you don't know any of these things in the private, saying it in the public would not work. We have gone through things and we always come out. I said we go through things and we always come out. Not because we said it alone in our mouth, but because we knew it from the Spirit. We knew it. We knew it. We knew it. We digested the word. We stayed with the word. We confessed the word. And we always knew it's a matter of time. Lift up your hands and give God praise. Say to yourself, the word works for me. The word works for me. If we have been learning about righteousness, we've been learning about the new creation, then you need to know what all this is all about. There is a benefit of all of these things we're learning. We're not just learning so that we can be big on the head. No, we're learning so that our lives can be better. So that we can truly become an ambassador of Christ. So that we can really tell people how these things are done and how to live in Christ. This is the reason. This is the reason. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, oh God, for the practicality of this word. Thank you, Father, because we always win. Hallelujah. We always win. We always win as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We always win as the beloved in Christ Jesus. We always win as the accepted one. We always win as a new creation. We always win. We always win. We win all the time. Hallelujah. We win over life situations. We live over life circumstances. We win all the time. We are never stuck at one level. We move and we make our way from glory to glory, from grace to grace. We keep moving. We are never stagnant. Keyama koso kataya labosa. Eh, kiyanda rakataya labosa. Eh, kiyama nigeru kotoya lagadosa. We are truly your representative. Limeki yamba rakataya lisotoya. Zeprida dasokoto yalabosha. Likenda ragadosa. Truly all things are passed away. We put on the new man in Christ Jesus. We put on the new man that has all possibilities. We put on the new man that is spiritual. We put on the new man that is supernatural. We put on the new man. Hallelujah. We put on the new man. We put on the new man. We put on the new man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 You're the Lion and the Lamb. The Word of the Father. Forever you will be. The same, you're the Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same, you're the Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father. Wherever you be, the same, you're the Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, wherever you will be, the same. Who is like, who is like to you? Who is like, who is like,
who is like us to you?
Come on.
You're the Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you will be the same. You're the Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, wherever you will be, the same.
Who is like,
who is like us?
God, is true. And it remains the same yesterday, today, and it will be forever. The more we use it, the better our lives. The better our lives. The better our lives. There is nothing too big for the world. There is nothing too big for a transformation in the life of the new creation. So the new creation would not live like a mere man, because there's greater power on his inside. He represents Christ. He does not represent the president of this world. He represents Christ, the Almighty, the Savior. He represents the Son of God. That's where you and I are. This is who we are. We don't represent our families. That we bear the same name doesn't matter. We represent Christ. Everywhere. 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 With our righteousness. With our new creation mentality. We represent Christ. Everywhere. Our conduct, our behavior must match up like God. Because that's the life we are called to live. Negativity must not be found around us. Must not be found around us. Wrong habits must not be found around us. The things of the Spirit must matter to you and I. Must become our strength. Day in, day out. What you will not pray about, begin to pray about it. The things that you will not want to be heard of, that is in your midst, don't be a part of it. Don't be. Let your conduct in this world become an example to another man. Let your words, let your hearings, let them be according to the righteousness of God that you represent. Let them be according. Let your life spell out Jesus. Let it spell out God. Let it spell out who you say you represent, what you say you have in Christ Jesus. It's not enough to talk about it. It's enough to live it. I'd like you to give your offering in this house. I'm just going to pray over the seat right now. If you're online with me, I'd like you to go ahead